Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus forgives your sin completely. These are brief and concise proclamations of the gospel. They are precious sentences that convey an important, even saving truth. But they don't provide any context. They're really only meaningful to Christians who understand these short phrases in the context of Scripture as a whole. The very real problem of sin, which results in death and damnation, as well as who Jesus is and what he did in order to win forgiveness, life, and salvation for sinners. This evening's reading is overflowing with this gospel, as these brief three sentences are. But its 21 verses provide context and description that highlight the astonishing mercy and grace of God, and make the gospel shine and sparkle like a precious, many-faceted jewel. As the reading opened, St. Paul is writing of justification by faith, which he explained in great detail in the preceding couple of chapters, and then also the peace and joy it brings. Then he backs up a bit and reminds his readers what God did to justify sinners, to reconcile them to himself. Christ died for the ungodly, not for those who were reformed sinners, not for those who were sorry for their sins, but for people who had no use for him, no use for forgiveness, no use for God's mercy. Indeed, Jesus' death was for the forgiveness even of the very people who were putting him to death. Father, forgive them, he prayed, for they know not what they do. One will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Of course, technically, unlike Paul's original readers, Christ didn't die for you while you were a sinner. He died for you before you, or nearly 2,000 years worth of your ancestors had even been conceived. But even then, he knew what you would be like. He knew with absolute certainty that you wouldn't fear, love, and trust God above all things, and that you wouldn't love your neighbor as yourself either. He knew that instead you would love yourself and would fear all sorts of things and people that could affect your reputation or comfort or safety far more than you feared God, and would trust in your own hard work or knowledge, or determination, or money, or family when things got rough, rather than trusting God. And that doesn't even begin to identify all the ways he knew you would act to the detriment of your neighbor, because you were looking out for yourself first, and second, and third, and fourth, and fifth as well. All of this traces back to Adam and his sin that resulted in you too being a sinner. But Jesus came to justify you by his blood and save you from the wrath of God, to reconcile you to God while you were an enemy in open rebellion against his kingdom. There is, Paul writes, a sort of poetic balance involved. Adam's trespass brought death to all. Jesus' death has brought forgiveness and life to all. It's even better than that, though, where by a single transgression, Adam brought death to everyone. The single gift of grace in Jesus Christ brings forgiveness for all the transgressions of all people through all of history. As in Adam, all died, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Jesus' innocent death leads to the declaration that all people are righteous before God, that no one need die, but that all might live. Because Jesus' death and peace with God that it brings is for all people without exception, that means it is most certainly for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus forgives your sin completely. There is therefore now no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. And you are in Christ Jesus because you've been baptized into his name, joined with him through baptism into his death, so that his obedience, life, and peace with his Father are now yours. You have been justified by faith. You have peace with God. You are his. He has saved you by his Son. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Listen to my cry.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me in the shadow of your wings.
In righteousness I shall see you.
When I awake, your presence will give me joy.
Present, merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of life may find our rest in you, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Visit our dwellings, O Lord, and drive from them all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us, to preserve us in peace, and let your blessing be on us always. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Guide us.
sight of every people.
Bless you and keep you.
Amen.